Greetings there, and welcome
Radio.
Greetings there, and welcome to this episode of My Family Health. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'm your host today. Now, if you need to call in, or would you like to call in, the guest call-in number is 917-889-2298. That's 917-889-2298. Okay, this is just a short half-hour broadcast, so let's get right into it. Okay, and today's broadcast is sponsored by and brought to you, you know, by a special announcement. But it's brought to you by Dr. White, and you know, the I'd like to now just let you know, you know, that this is being sponsored by these people. So I want to let you know, on Thursday, February 18th, 2016, from starting at 7 o'clock, there is a seminar that you might like to take advantage of and come to. It's a really great, fantastic seminar. And if you want more information, you know, stay home and earn money. It's always possible, very practical. I do it myself, you know, so staying home and earning money. And lots of people do it in various different ways. And if you want more information about that, it's 705-725-9616, and that's the number you can call and speak to that gentleman. And he would be happy to give you more information about this special sermon, this special seminar that's going to be taking place on Thursday, February 18th at 2016, starting at 7 o'clock. You know, that's the you know, and if you call the 705-725-9616 number, they'll give you a color invite brochure and your free you know, and your free information regarding the seminar and all the info about it. Okay, and it, like I said, it's on Thursday, February 18th, 2016. Starts at 7. And it's located in Barrie, Ontario. Okay? So if you want more information about this seminar, call 705-725-9616. There is also a anti-aging and skincare line seminar on Tuesday, February 16th, 2016. It's also at 7 o'clock. And it is going to be held in Toronto, okay? And it's going to be at the Holiday Inn Toronto Airport East, 600 Dixon Road, Toronto. And if you want more information, again, please call Dr. White. And the phone number is 705-725-9616. So those are your infos, but the one that's being held in, you know, the one being held in Barrie is on Thursday, February 18th, 2016. It's brought to you by the, you know, this really great seminar that's going to be there. So if you would like to know more about how to stay home and earn some money, you know, it's very practical, and lots of people are doing it. And again, the phone number is 705-725-9616. And so if you want to find more information about this and receive a color brochure and a color invite, you know, invite letter, And, you know, it'll give you the information, the time, the date, and all the other information, and you can talk to the gentleman and find out what it is you would like about, you know, about this whole procedure. Okay? I mean, staying home and earn money, it's very practical. So many people do it, and it is just absolutely fantastic. In this economy, it's nice to be able to have a second income, and it's nice to be able to also work from home. I mean, after all, you know, there are some major advantages to working from home, including setting your own hours. So it's not a bad thing, okay? So if you would like to stay home and earn money, you know, work from home, you'd like to find some information about it, it's totally free information, please call 705-725-9616. Now, that's enough for the commercial, you know, so like I said, 705-725-9616, that's the commercial, okay? So I'm done my commercial. Now let's get into why you're here. You know, you're wondering about this title, Coffee, Tea, Sweet Trays. You must be asking, what am I talking about? You know, and so let's just get right into that. Okay, and, you know, let's do our first scripture reading. Okay, it's John 14:15, and, you know, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, Jesus explicitly said about the commandments that whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And that's found in Matthew 5:19. You know, so it's, the bottom line is, what are the commandments of God? Well, you go to the average church, and they don't tell you what the commandments of God are. Yet Jesus said explicitly, you know, that whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, okay, so that's one thing. Now, in Jeremiah, we read in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. We read in Acts chapter 4, verses 10 to 12, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the same which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if somebody tries to present to you a different plan of salvation, well, there is only one according to the Bible. Okay, the Holy Bible, the Holy Scriptures make it very clear. So again, I read it, and it's Acts chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We read in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 41, the men had just heard the Apostle Peter preaching. And then they say this. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart. That was the preaching that's found in Acts chapter 2. You can go and read it. It's found in your KJV Bible, King James Version. And it's, you know, and so they heard the Apostle Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. and they were pricked in their heart. So it says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You know, what shall we do? Then Peter, that's the apostle Peter, said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. If someone tries to tell you that you don't have to be baptized in order to be a Christian, well, according to the scriptures, you do. You know, then they that gladly received his word, whose word? The Apostle Peter's word. Who was given the keys? The Apostle Peter by Jesus. Jesus gave the keys to the Apostle Peter. And the Apostle Peter says, you must be baptized. He wasn't talking to infants. He wasn't talking to toddlers. He was talking to, you know, adults. People who could respond to the gospel message. They knew they were needing to repent. A toddler and a baby don't know how to repent. They don't even know they've done wrong yet, most of them. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto the church, about 3,000 souls. You know, so, you know, Acts 2:38 reads, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay, so this is real important. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. But you have to repeat, you know, you have to repent first. Okay, repentance is extremely important. Okay, so, you know, someone tries to tell you, you don't need to repent. Well, you do. You know, churches today are rapidly abandoning the fundamentals of the Christian faith, replacing them, the fundamentals, with modernistic teachings from the latest New York Times bestseller. Churches today are saturated today with the unbiblical, ecumenical, and compromised teachings of such false teachers as Joel Wolfstein, Rick Warren, Benny Hinn, and Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, etc. As an example, Joel Osteen avoids the topics of sin, hell, and judgment like the bubonic plague. As a result, his church averages 44,000 attendees every Sunday. But how many are born again? How many have actually obeyed Acts 2:38? You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. You go to a church that doesn't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, you don't hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Rick Warren, on the other hand, has embraced Chrislam. It involves mixing some aspects of Christianity with the teachings of Islam. Sorry, but, you know, Jesus, you know, he is the Son of God. And the bottom line is that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not the same God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not the same God as the God that the Muslims worship. You know, Rick Warren, on the other hand, you know, he has embraced Chrislam. And, you know, basically, you know, you can't mix Christianity with Islam. You just can't. You know, the first commandment, you know, of the Bible is to have no other gods. You know, it's, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt worship, you know, the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's what God, the Lord God Almighty, the creator of everything, said. You can, you know, you are to worship him and him alone. You know, these false teachers and false prophets, you know, they're professional ear ticklers. They will tell you what you want to hear. So get out your Bible and read it for yourself. It's important. The Holy Bible is God's truth. The Holy Scriptures, you know, the Holy Bible. I pick up a KJV and read it. You know, that's what I take to church. So bottom line is, you know, you want truth. And I know you do. That's why you're listening. And so, you know, the bottom line is these false prophets and false teachers, you know, they're professional ear ticklers. They'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. But they're devoid of the truth. Yes, they will occasionally preach something sound. But that is only so they can get you even more entangled. So they can snare you more. They can entangle you into their web. Many pastors today wrongly preach a message of forgiveness without repentance, yet we read that repentance is required in order to be forgiven. You know, by God, in order to be forgiven, we have to repent. Yeah, you know, so we see that in Acts 2:38 that repentance is to come before one is baptized. And then you are to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You know, an infant or toddler cannot repent of something they do not know about or understand yet. You know, infant baptism, it's not found in the Bible. Read your Bible. It's important. Many churches today have forgotten that the Holy Bible, the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures are supposed to be the authority in a church. You go to some churches and they preach whatever you want to hear, but they don't even open a Bible. I mean, I've been to a church where the pastor didn't even open his Bible to talk about a sermon. He said, "This is in the Bible." And none of what he said was in the Bible. And he didn't even open the Bible once. He didn't open the Scriptures even once to try and, you know, say, "Okay, this is what this says." No, he just said, "Oh, this is in your Bible. Take my word for it." No. The bottom line is, we're told to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. That's what the Bible says. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And the Apostle Paul says to Timothy, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You know, it's very important that you rightly divide the word of truth. And, you know, so we need to be searching the Scriptures. Far too many people rely completely upon what the pastor or priest tells them without ever considering if the advice or what is preached is actually biblical, is actually in the Bible. You know, so it's really important that you go to Acts 2:38 preaching, commandments of God teaching, church where they actually open the Bible and teach from the Bible. After all, eternal life is precious, and God's promised it to his children. And so it's real important. And so, it's really important to get sound doctrine, okay? Now, another thing I'm going to talk about right now, real quickly, is Sunday is not the Lord's Day. Okay, you hear that Sunday is the Lord's Day, but no, it's not. I'm going to prove it from the Scriptures, okay? Sunday is not the Lord's Day, and the Scriptures do not call Sunday the Lord's Day. But a bishop of Rome did in 311 A.D. But when you open the Bible does not say that Sunday is the Lord's Day. In fact, it says something completely different. This is what the reference does say. You know, the only reference in the Bible to the Lord's Day. This is what the reference does say, and you'll notice there is zero reference to Sunday, and I mean zero reference. Revelation 1:10, I'm using the King James, the KJV. "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet." So according to the Scriptures, and only the Scriptures, which day is the Lord's Day? The only place in the Bible that mentions the Lord's Day is Revelation 1:10. Okay? "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. But this verse does not tell us anything about the Lord's Day. In order to find out more, we need to go to the Old Testament. However, many people believe the Old Testament does not apply to us today. That just simply isn't true, and that they only have to follow what the New Testament says, and that simply isn't true. And I'm going to prove that from the Scripture, too, because the following verse makes it clear that the entire Bible applies to us today and that we are expected to follow what it says. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy and says in 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The next text refers to the Lord's Day as the Sabbath day. Isaiah 58:13-14. "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight," call the Sabbath delight, "the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, and not doing your own thing, or not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." And this is found in Isaiah 58:13-14. That text plainly tells us that the Lord's Day is God's holy Sabbath day. But it does not tell us which day of the week is the Sabbath day. Okay, so let's go into the Scriptures some more. Now, you know, not only is the Lord's Day God's holy Sabbath day, but this day was given to mankind to be a sign for God's people. Ezekiel 20:12, "Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them." Next, we read the fourth commandment, Exodus 28:11. Okay, go to Exodus chapter 20, and you can read about the commandments of God. Okay? Exodus 20:8-11. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that's within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Here we find the Lord's Day, God's holy Sabbath day, is the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday. Friday from sundown till Saturday night. Not Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week, according to the Bible. And there's ample verses that make it very clear that Sunday is the first day of the week. You can read it in the Gospels, for one, you know, and in the book of Acts, for two, you know, and it'll say, upon the first day of the week. Those verses, you know, are the fourth commandment, okay, that we just read from Exodus 28:11. Those verses are the fourth commandment out of 10 commandments that God spoke with his own voice from Mount Sinai and wrote with his own finger on tables of stone. The Apostle John, in 1 John chapter 2, says that if a Christian does not keep the commandments of God, you know, if somebody says, "I know God, I'm a Christian, you know, I've obeyed Acts 2:38, but they don't keep the commandments of God. You know, the bottom line is, if you say you're a Christian, if you say you know God, but you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. You can read it. It's in 1 John chapter 2. Okay, I like the KJV, and that's what I read. And the bottom line is, if you go to Genesis, you'll find that God rested on the seventh day, and that he blessed the seventh day, that he sanctified it. In other words, he made it holy. And, you know, we're told, "Be holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord." So, bottom line is, if you want to be going to a, you know, Bible-believing church, it's really important to do so. Okay? And so, you know, if on Saturday you'd like to show up, okay, show up at 2:15 in the afternoon on Saturday, because, yes, that's the Sabbath, okay, 2:15. That way you can get a seat. The church service starts at 2:30. You know, the church assembly service starts at 2:30. They preach Acts 2:38 and, you know, a lot of other biblical truth. And the address is 80 Bradford Street. Okay. And the unit is 135. Okay. So that's 80 Bradford Street, unit 135. Okay. And, you know, and it's services start at 2:30. And if you get there at 2:15, you know, that way you get time for, you know, being able to sit down, a chance to talk to the pastor if you like to, you know, before service begins. Okay? And feel free to show up if you would like. And, okay, so I trust you're having a great day. And, you know, it was really nice of you to, you know, log in and you know, listen to everything. And, you know, also, you can find the commandments of God, you know, in Deuteronomy as well. Okay? So if you like, you know, you can go to Deuteronomy, you know, and you can do that. But just remember, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Okay? There is only one God. And he alone, is the Lord. You know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God we are to be worshiping and that we are to be serving. You know, and you need to be going to a church where people preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, it's really, 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 really important. And so, you know, and so you just, you know, just make sure you're going to a church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, and in Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 4, we read, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates. Okay, so, you know, it's real important. Go to a biblical church. Okay? It's important to be going to a church, you know, to a church of God. You know, and we need to be attending the church of God. And so, you know, I do urge you to, you know, to be going to a church of God. And, you know, to attend a church of God. And so, you know, that's real important. And so I thank you very much for logging in today. And just trust you're going to have a fantastic day coming up. You know, and, you know, and, you know, I'm just going to leave you with this. And, you know, and so, you know, when we think of things, the bottom line is God created every man, every woman, you know, every child. God is the creator. And the Lord God, you know, he created us. He is the creator. Okay, so you have a great day. And if you want to know more about staying home and earning money, call Dr. White, 705-725-9616. Thank you again for logging in and listening to this broadcast, and have a great day. Thank you. Bye.